This is the Composer's Datebook for September 15th. I'm John Burge. If you've ever witnessed a spectacular display of the Northern Lights, you'll know the feeling. Jaw-dropping wonder at the powerful forces unleashed in the vast spaces of the night sky. The American composer, Henry Brandt, experiencing something like that, visiting St. Paul, Minnesota in 1982, and later translated the experience into his piece, Northern Lights Over the Twin Cities, commissioned by McAllister College in St. Paul to celebrate its 100th anniversary in 1985. Like most of Brandt's works, this piece employs several distinct groups of performers separated by space, a technique called spatial composition. For his McAllister commission, Brandt utilized all the musical ensembles the college had to offer, including its chorus and orchestra, its wind, marching, and jazz bands, and even its bagpipe ensemble, all positioned at various points around the college's cavernous fieldhouse. Brandt said his spatial works were inspired by the antiphonal works of the Renaissance composer Giovanni Gabrielli, as well as the multiple brass ensembles in the Requiem by French Romantic composer Hector Berlioz, and above all by The Unanswered Question by the modern American composer Charles Ives. Henry Brandt was born on today's date in 1913. He won the Pulitzer Prize for Music in 2002 and died at the age of 94 in 2008. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.